Testing. Test.
Whoa.
Test. Test 1, 2.
Good. I think we're set.
Well, Miss Kelly, this winter gala might turn out after all. I have to hand it to you.
A raise? Oh, you should have. Thank you.
I'm not that impressed. But...
You can't believe we are finished setting up ahead of schedule.
Definitely a first for you.
But you think Pete and I make a great team at practicing for the gala, and he would make a great preschool teacher one day?
Now, that seems like a stretch.
But you realize that I took your annual concert and made it way better by booking the theater at the local elementary school?
Well, getting a new venue was my idea. But I am less inclined to replace you as the lead preschool teacher.
Not even with your own daughter?
I don't want to pressure her. So, the class will be all yours, as long as this turns out to be the best winter gala of all time. Ah! It's pitch black in here!
No take backs.
Preschool. Music and podcast series. Created by Mark Field. Produced by Lisa Howie Johansson and Jake Lebel.
Fine. I can fix this. I just need to find the light switch.
My God, would you move? I can't see a thing.
It's not that simple. The power must have gone out. Yeah. Watch it. Find Hillary. She used to go to this school. She can help you find the custodian.
I don't need Hillary. There must be a backup light switch. I bet Pete could help me.
No, not Pete. Who knows how many times he's electrocuted himself. We cannot have any mistakes at this gala.
Move!
That is not my hip.
Well, why are you so obsessed with making this gala perfect? I know it's kind of your thing, but a balloon arch is pretty excessive.
Obsessed? I'm not obsessed. I just want to put on one last great event for early birds.
One last? What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Are you selling? I specifically said no take backs. Ow! My foot! I can't go back to the storytelling troupe. Costume carry only pays in smiles.
No, no, no. I'm not selling.
We're being shut down? Told Catherine to go easy.
No, that's... Wait, what did you...
Retirement? Well, you're only like 72?
I'm 45. I just don't know how much longer I'll be in this business.
Are you running out of money?
No. There are things that are out of my control. Please. Don't let anyone else know about this right now. Especially Hillary.
But you're sharing this with me because...
Because I need you. I need you to help me make this the best winter gala ever. In case it's our last.
I need you. She finally says what I always deserved, and now we might lose it all. Unless this gala is what can put us back in business. Oh, time to put that music degree to good use and save everybody's jobs. Probably inappropriate to keep trying to replace your daughter as my co-teacher with my crush.
Hello, my lovely rays of sunshine.
Whoa, Miss Nicole, what do you have there?
This is my signature double-decker red velvet sheet cake, covered with homemade buttercream frosting and topped with fresh strawberries.
Ooh, looks good. I'd love a big bite of...
Ouch!
Get your grubby hands away from my labor of love. This is for the families after the concert.
Oh, let there be light.
Oh, blinding! Why are the lights on in here?
So we can see?
You okay, boss? You didn't get bit by a bat, did you? I've never met a vampire before.
No. I mean, the lights are out in the auditorium and all these back hallways.
That's strange. The lights were on in the foyer when we came in the front hallway.
Someone please tell me why the infant teacher is here.
I'm just here to pick up the spare after the leadoff throws it in the gutter.
Oh, you want to bring bowling league into this, huh?
Yeah, because I'm about to take you by the ear. I'm here to get back on top. That hand, foot, and mouth outbreak in my classroom was just a fluke, okay? I've been Eileen's anchor since I started this job, and I'm going to prove that to her and everyone else here by taking care of all these older kids better than they ever did. You'll see. I'm still top dog around here, just like at the bowling lanes. And cram your tiny pinhead up there real tight! right before
you two, stop this right now. We need to figure out a way to get the auditorium lights back on before families start showing up.
You might also want to find out what that noise is about.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, boss?
Pete, you know a thing or two about electricity, don't you?
Totally. Just last week, I learned that light bulb sockets always have power, even when the light is turned off. Lost a $20 bet on that. And a few seconds of consciousness.
Just as I suspected. Hillary, you will go with Kelly to solve this.
Seems like a safer bet.
Mom, if this is another ruse to get me to take over again, I swear
to... No, sweetheart, no. I just want you to stop Kelly from screwing it up.
Hey, I'll be sure to keep her hands out of the sockets.
Hilarious. Let's go tag along.
And find out what those noises are! No, I'm not trying to get her to take over. I don't want to push her away any more than I already have. The truth is, I don't know how much time I have left in this job. But before it ends, I want to make one more great memory with my daughter. I just want her to know what a difference she can make in teaching before our time together runs out.
No, I don't plan on telling my mother about not wanting to teach until I have a better idea of what I want to do instead. Oh, that? Well, not that it's any of your business, but I'll come out to her when the time is right. I can only educate so many children at once. So, I take it that my mother sending me with you is just another push to make me follow in her footsteps.
She says you know your way around these halls, and I need to get these lights back on.
Let me guess. So you can keep control of the classroom? Again?
No, well... Yes, but also to put on the best winter gala ever.
Best ever? Well, you're in charge? Wow, you really are trying to stick it to my mom.
No, I'm trying to help her, and you should too.
Help her? The last time you helped her, we had to order takeout for every meal for a week.
I know what I'm doing, Eileen. I've made school lunch for you a million times. You just put in whatever you want, flip a switch, and it's taken care of. But today, it started making a weird sound.
It's a convection oven, Kelly, not a magician.
No, not that. This.
You can't put whatever you want down a garbage disposal.
Tell that to every pair of dirty underwear from these preschoolers.
Don't hit that switch!
I think I'm going through. I gotta get out of here. That's not true. I helped her with that licensing visit. And that other licensing visit.
You helped yourself keep your classroom. Notice a pattern? You know, there's more to life outside of early birds.
This coming from the person who has spent their entire life at this daycare?
Exactly! You shouldn't yearn for what I've been stuck with all my life when you could open the door to so much more.
I don't yearn for your life. It would never want your life in a million, trillion, billion years.
Ouch.
Well, because of your mother. Hey, finally we're at the theater! What? Why is this? No, 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 no.
Opening doors has never been your specialty.
Crap attack.
Now, as for the rest of you, I need someone to come with me to distract the parents until we can start.
Pick me, boss. I can do any job you need me to.
Don't bother. I'm still your go-to gal, Eileen. In college, I once hustled $300 from the men's rugby team with a ball, three cups, and a bit of distraction, if you catch my drift.
Well, in my high school graduating class, I was voted most distracted. So what does that tell you?
No. After what you two pulled during our last licensing visit, I need someone harmless. Casey, come with me.
No!
Boo!
Oh, lucky me. Wrangling children and their parents. This job just keeps getting better.
You ignore them, Casey. You can do this.
The rest of you will stay here to corral all the children.
Oh, lucky me.
I thought we were going to separate age groups into different rooms.
Unfortunately, there aren't enough of you, and too many of them. Plus, all the lights went out in the other classrooms, too.
So you want us to stay trapped in this tiny little room to manage every toddler, preschooler, and school-ager from our school?
You're darn tootin'.
Sounds like my kind of challenge.
Oh, let's dance.
But who's gonna manage them?
Oh, lucky you.
It'll be fine. We can do this. I can do this. Dear Heavenly Father, send me your strength to guide me through. Whew. It's just really hot in here, isn't it? Do you have any water? Nope. Feels like there's a jackhammer in my head. Oh, I'm about to go. What was the question?
What's the deal with Nicole? Where do I even begin? So, Pete likes Veronica, but Veronica is mad at Pete and blamed him for her mess in front of Eileen, who Pete is trying to impress to get his own class to impress Veronica. Follow me? Now, Pete wants to take Hillary's spot, who doesn't want to teach anymore, but can't tell Eileen, who keeps trying to force Kelly out for Hillary in the first place. Still with me? Last. Kelly knows all of this and keeps trying to sabotage Eileen, Veronica, and sometimes Hillary so she can keep Pete and her classroom all to herself. And despite all that spicy drama, my goal is to avoid getting any more involved until I can decide if this job is the right fit. Oh yeah, Nicole? No, she's just the glue that tries to hold all this together.
Come on, I'll help you find the custodian to unlock that and get these lights on.
This doesn't make any sense. These doors weren't locked earlier.
Well, since our job is just an infinite cycle of obstacles to continuously overcome, I'd say it's probably a sign.
You're right. This is just an obstacle that I have to overcome.
No, you're missing the point.
I just need to get a hairpin.
Ouch!
And teach myself how to pick a lock.
Only I can see what I was doing.
No, you're not under... That will never work. These doors are locked with keypads.
I have to find a way to make this concert happen.
Let me guess. Again. So you can get closer to Pete?
Maybe. Obviously. But not anymore.
Huh. Yeah, right. Why else would you have him help the preschoolers practice for the gala the past few weeks?
No other reason?
It's so funny how much you do for yourself and yet nothing seems to make your life or this job any better.
You're just projecting because you can't find a way to escape.
I'm not looking for a way to escape. I just want to step outside of my mother's shadow and be me.
And all your mother would want is for you to jump back in that shadow, help her with her last winter gala, and let her take all the credit.
Last winter gala?
Before you leave. But whatever. Do what you want. We don't need your help.
Great. Good luck doing this job without me, then.
No, wait, come back. Tell me where to go before you go and what to do when I get there and how to get back. Hillary! Oh, sweet mother of crap. I don't get paid enough for this.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Welcome. Can you put your coat on the bench over there and your parents can wait in the foyer? Okay, bye-bye now. Veronica, we need a plan. This room is starting to fill up, and I can't stop Pete from experimenting with their gala song.
Okay, now let's try Ba-Ba Black Sheep. And when I give you the cue, start the ABCs at the letter H. Whoa, total mind freak.
And this is him actually trying at this job. I've got it covered.
Please say you brought the toys.
I don't need toys to take care of a bunch of kids. I simply instill fear, demonstrate authority, and never back down. It's how I win at paintball, despite the owner trying to ban me from the premises.
I'm about to ban you from the premises.
Fine, I'll break out the toys.
Oh, yes! Toys! What'd you bring?
Half-empty bag of balloons, 4 pencils, and a roll of duct tape.
What? That's it? Where's the Hot Wheels or the Play-Doh? You didn't even bring Legos! Oh, God, and this is her actually trying at this job.
I know you're an infant teacher, but do you know anything about older kids? I mean, this is just a tiny bag of hazards.
Hold on now. I can turn this bag of goodies into at least 12 different activities. Watch. Look, kids! The perfect recipe for a classic game of balloon darts!
Awesome! Let's make teams. I call first pick.
Come on. Let's be serious.
Oh, thank goodness.
Let's play for it.
Yes! Winner gets credit for taking care of all these kids.
And loser takes the blame if it all goes south.
Dear Heavenly Father, send me your strength.
Okay, these parents are getting antsy. We need to come up with a plan to distract them. The mingling is not going well.
Oh, yes, please. One of these parents actually learned my real name. That's just so personal.
What? No! What I'm saying is we need to force them to mingle.
I don't think you want these parents getting to know each other. Most of their kids spend their days stealing each other's toys and physically exacting their revenge.
Well, their kids are here now, are they? I know. Let's play a group game.
Okay. Treating them like kids seems worse.
Attention, everyone. Tonight is all about creating a lasting memory together.
So why don't we gather around in a circle here and play charades? Casey, why don't you go first?
You said my real name.
Wait. Why are we standing out in the foyer playing games? My kids have bedtime in an hour.
Yeah, and why are the lights off in the auditorium?
Yeah, it's just a little extra setup before we begin. Right, Casey?
Is there a Casey here?
Hello?
Whoa, little birdie. You can't be back here. This is a construction site.
This looks more like a disaster.
Oh, look, everyone. Miss Birdie's got a little bite to her beak.
Why don't we save the pleasantries and you tell me what you're doing here on a Friday night?
From the looks of it, I'd say we're building an addition on this school, and considering we can't work during the school day, here we are.
Well, you need to pack it up for the night.
No can do. We're on a rush timeline and getting paid a lot of money to stick to it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to put on a concert with a bunch of screaming kids way too close to their bedtime, so my timeline is a little more rushed.
Kids' concert, huh?
Yes, and getting paid very little to do it. Now you need to stop all this, unlock the auditorium, and turn the lights back on.
I've got two little ones of my own. I tell you what, I'll have my guys take their dinner break now, and that will give you about an hour to put on your little show.
An hour?
That's the best I can do. We have until the end of the night to install this electrical sub-panel and update this keypad software.
Okay, yeah. 1 hour. I don't care. Just do it.
Okay. But you should probably know...
Yep. Bye. Ha-ha! Look at that! The lights are back on and we are back in business. Just needed to overcome another obstacle. On my own, as usual. And now, I can give Eileen one last winter gala. And I didn't even need the help of...
No, hold the door! Don't let it close!
Hillary? What? Opening doors has never been my specialty. Okay, you two had your fun.
Are you blind? That balloon was out of bounds. I mean, you know nothing about volleyball.
See, kids, this is what it looks like when you cry like a sore loser.
But you're cheating.
No, I'm just better at hanging with the older kids than you are.
It's only a game.
Quiet, Jack. Get back to your side.
All right. Let's just be a team for now and get back to practicing our songs for the gala.
No way. I want a rematch. New game. Capture the flag. Let's go.
Oh, that's a rematch I've wanted for a while now. With no hanky-panky this time.
Fine. Then no babysitting the balloons.
Please. I am begging you.
Start on three. One, two.
Okay. So let's remember, charades is meant to be a fun team game. You can act out animals, movies, events, but not each other's children.
Hey, it's not my fault Madeline's such a crybaby.
Hey, that's my kid.
Let's try another round.
As much as I would love to distance myself from this already hostile crowd, you need to change the focus away from modern family warfare.
It'll be fine. Okay, so who would like to go next?
How much longer are we going to wait out here? We're already locked out of the bathroom, and now my wife is running out of purse snacks for me.
Oh, poor Bruce is hungry.
Now, hold on.
Just run for cover.
Hey, those snacks I ate were supposed to be for my son, and now they're all gone.
Oh, no wonder little Jack became a member of the Donner Party.
What's that supposed to mean?
Your child is a cannibal.
Oh. And shots fired.
You really are good at closing more doors for yourself than you open.
Why do all these doors keep randomly locking? I have a show to put on.
Just another piece of the endless puzzle that is this job.
You're right. This is just a puzzle for me to solve.
No, you're missing my point again. That's a keypad, not a credit card machine. It doesn't work that way.
Fine. I'll just find another way to not lose my job.
Why do you even care?
We can't just sit here. We have like 60 families here to watch their kids scream song lyrics at the top of their lungs.
No, I mean, why do you want this job anymore? You spend most of your time either bribing the kids, chasing after Pete, or enraging my mom. And the rest of the time, you only pretend to be a teacher.
At least I pretend to teach instead of trying to walk away from it altogether. I need this job because I can't afford to quit teaching and go find myself like you.
I'm not finding myself. I know exactly who I am.
Why do you not want this job? That's the question. I've had to earn everything from Eileen, and she's just handing it to you, and you won't even take it.
Because this is not who I am.
You're the director's daughter. This is all that you are.
If that's what you think, then you don't know me at all. Wait, was that the lock?
Freedom! If we hurry, we can still pull this off Riley.
Tell me why you want to do this so badly for her.
She needs it. Just drop it. We need to hustle.
Just admit it. You're not stuck in this job because of money.
Ugh! Locked again?
You're still here for the one thing you haven't been able to get.
None of these doors are working. I just want to get through.
You can't move on with your life without my mother's approval.
That's ridiculous. I don't need her approval. I just need her to know I'm as good at this as she is, if not better.
You don't even know where you're going.
Yes, I do. I don't need your help finding my way around.
This is the wrong way.
No, this way is just a shortcut.
You know what? All you are is an insecure teacher in constant search of my mother's approval.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I need her approval so bad, then why did I call licensing on her?
You what?
Aha! Crap on a crayon, we went the wrong way.
What are you doing, Jack? You get a balloon and you take her life! Have you never played Mario Kart Battle?
Trinity, do you want me to sharpen your pencil quick?
No, I'll just stab Hoddle.
Okay, go get him! But don't forget, you can release the balloon too. Just rip the duct tape off him. Skin and all!
This is madness. This has to stop. One of these kids is gonna get hurt.
It's fine. That happened long ago.
Look, Miss Nicole. Miss Veronica just gave me 5 band-aids.
Yeah! Take that, Jack!
See? There's nowhere to go but up.
Hey. My boy is a sweet kid. Jack is still learning to use his words.
Oh, I've got some choice words for him.
No, you need to shut this down.
Oh, shove it, Justine. We all know that your little tattletale is the largest glass of wine at this table.
Oh, you want to do this right now, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, you can just tell Jack to keep his teeth off my child's ass cheek.
Well, maybe next time I'll tell him to aim for Madeline's face.
Yeah. I'm gonna bite your face.
Come on, come on.
Oh, lucky.
You called Catherine when we were all over ratio?
No, possibly. Okay, fine, I did. But only as revenge for writing me up after she was bad at her job.
And what about the second time when Catherine did the spot check in the infant room?
I'm vindictive, not suicidal.
No, you're insecure. And my mom's gonna kill you.
No, she won't, because you won't ever tell her.
And when she inevitably finds out anyway...
Then this gala will help to soften the blow. Look at that! We made it back to the classroom!
Wah! In a stack!
There's that specialty of yours!
Ah! Help me! We're trapped in here! And Veronica and Pete won't stop using the kids as targets in battleships!
Boom! Jack!
Where are all the toys Veronica was supposed to bring?
Most are stuck in the ceiling.
What?! Okay, just give them something to calm down. Make up a story. Or find some snacks in your coach bag. Anything. Just pay tight. We're gonna get you out of there.
Hurry, please. I asked them to take a break and practice singing Baby Shark with the toddlers. And they turned that into a game. And now the kids won't stop pretending to bite each other. Kelly!
Some of them aren't pretending.
Looks like my mom is gonna kill you regardless.
Not if I can help it. We're gonna get you to the auditorium to finally help your mother for once while I go take care of this.
Just one problem leading to another in a never-ending maze
Just stop. I've been at this for 12 years. You wanna know why I do this job? You wanna know why we all do it? Because it challenges us. Overcoming obstacles is what teachers do. And there's not one that I haven't overcome. Until now, this is new.
Good cake.
Oh. Is this buttercream frosting?
Delicious.
I cannot believe I'm locked in here with the both of you while all these kids eat my cake.
Miss Nicole, I need to go to the bathroom.
Me too.
Oh, man, are we out of juice already?
Pull them back!
Get your hands off!
Put my hands on him!
Let's all practice our balloon breath.
Eileen!
Please tell me the lights are ready!
They're ready.
Hallelujah!
But we're locked out.
What
and the kids are locked in.
Stop it. Seriously?
What is Sasquatch? Jesus!
What I said to make this evening memorable, I did not mean for you to burn it to the ground!
Well, Kelly booked an active construction site at the venue.
What?
Hands are not for hitting.
I've got it covered. You stall for a few more minutes and I'll get it fixed.
You better, or you're fired.
Hey, cut it.
Whoa! Little Birdie's back.
My name is not Birdie. Now shut it all down.
Whoa. Okay, slow down. Did your show not go well?
It didn't even start. Every door from here to there is locked.
I tried to tell you, the locks are haywire. We're updating the keypad software.
You need to unlock all the doors, now!
We're on a schedule here. You're fighting an uphill battle.
Enough! No more battles, no more puzzles, no more mazes. This ends now.
Believe you got them to sing the ABCs, Twinkle Twinkle, and Ba Ba Black Sheep together like that.
All that sugar from my cake really gave them hyperfocus.
And the energy to push past their bedtime.
Somehow those parents shouted louder for their kids than they did at each other.
Okay, y'all.
Competition is a powerful stimulant.
What is happening?
Oh, Kelly, you made it back.
I only see the toddlers back here. Where are the rest of the kids?
They're on their way out to the audience with their parents.
We figured it was best to just release the Kraken.
Jack, what are you doing back here? Go find your family.
How did you calm the parents down?
That was all Casey.
No, Bruce. Your boy Jack bites because he has sensory issues more than likely related to your engagement and risky behavior. Like starting fights.
Take that.
Don't even start, Justine. That anxiety of Madeline stems directly from the size of your helicopter blades. Not the size of Jack's teeth.
Very impressive.
I must not have mentioned that my mom's a retired school psychologist. She always made me help her type up those IEP goals.
Wow, but how did you calm the kids down?
Oh, that was all Nicole.
Lord help you, if I catch you playing another game, I will not hesitate to douse you with one of those liquid-fueled balloons myself.
Miss Nicole is in charge now. Is that understood?
Yes,
Miss Nicole.
And as for you children, if anyone else needs to go to the bathroom before these doors unlock, I've got 3 balloons left.
Now that's how you control a classroom.
Speaking of which, I'm not entirely sure the parents know how to control their sugar-high children past bedtime.
Oh, Jack! Get out of here!
Ooh, I think we might have created a Jurassic Park kitchen kind of situation out there. But the kids are the Velociraptors.
You heard the man! Let's finish strong, people! They're ripe for a grand finale!
We can do this. I'll get these toddlers ready.
I'll open the curtains.
Wow! I can't believe you did all this without me.
No, Ms. Kelly. We did all this because of you. You made one last amazing winter gala just for me.
Oh, okay. These curtains are stuck.
Wait a second. Kelly said that earlier. What do you mean, one last?
Hey, no, line up.
I mean...
One last winter gala before you take over. Yep, you'll be the assistant director.
Seriously, Mom, when will you ever stop?
No, sweetheart.
Whoa. If there's a new leadership position available, I'd clearly be the front runner.
It would go to me, if not Hillary.
I made it worse. This is jam.
Wait, so if Hillary takes that job, that means I get her spot. Right, Kelly?
I need another hand. Can we please...
Wait a minute. That's why you've been doing all this for my mom?
To replace my daughter?
With some crush?
Wait, you have a crush on me?
No, I...
Oh, this is rich. I can't believe you're trying to take Pete away from me again.
I am begging you all.
Not that I care.
Don't start.
Wait, Kelly, you used me? I thought you were trying to help me get my own classroom.
I was.
I think I got it.
I am.
What? No, wrong road.
I swear, everything comes back to bite me. All I wanted was my own classroom to impress Veronica.
Impress me?
You did this for her?
All this just to take my daughter away from her destiny?
Ugh, Mom, stop. I don't want any of this.
I need a little help over here.
Quiet, Casey.
No, that is enough. All of you. Casey is trying to help you do your job, but you all are too busy lying and competing and fighting with each other to even care. You all need to learn from Casey. Stop thinking about what is best for you and start thinking about what is best for these kids. We are their teachers. We help them learn and grow. We keep them alive and semi-entertained. And right now,
We have an auditorium full of families out there waiting to see these children forget all the words to Baby Shark. And the only way that happens is if we come together as a team and put on those Stepford Wives smiles and pretend like we have any control over these children. The time has come for you to put someone else in front of yourselves, because this show must go on.
So, does this mean Hillary's not leaving teaching anymore?
That's it. I'm getting a balloon. Hey, you little devils! Get back
in. Wait a minute. What does he mean, leaving teaching?
Mom, I am...
She's leaving teaching with me. Yep, because she was mad that I called licensing on Eileen.
You... What?
I only called them on you the first time. The second time was to get back at Veronica for our bet on Pete.
Bet? You what?
Okay, the toddlers are ready.
I'm gonna knock your head
off! Whoa, hold her back, hold her back!
Get your hands, please!
I got the curtain.
Baby Shark. Do.
What are you doing?
You're acting like kids.
You're supposed to be role models.
Test. Baby Shark.
Come on, toddlers. Sing! Like we rehearsed. Ready, and...
My turn! Everybody!
Daddy Shark.
Here, Veronica.
In my years, but this was at least third worst. Listen, Eileen, before you fire me...
I'm not going to fire you.
What? But I reported you to licensing.
But you've been with me for 12 years now.
And I ruined the show.
And you did everything you could to give me one last winter gala.
But it ended in complete disaster.
No. It ended with you trying to protect me and my daughter from our own hard truths. Plus, I asked you to make it a night to remember, and you did just that. Come here.
A hug? Thanks, Eileen.
No. Thank you.
Hey, kid. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Just have to go face the music with my mom.
I think you two will be okay.
I hope so. By the way, I'm sorry for pushing my feelings about this job on you earlier. I've been chasing my mother's approval for so long, I didn't realize my friend was also.
I'm sorry, too. You want to know the real reason why I keep this job? Being adopted by the mother that I had, this is the only place that has ever felt like home. You've got a good mom.
Yeah, I do. Thanks.
Good night.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, he bit me pretty hard. The paramedics said it took 8 stitches, 1 for each incisor. They're bringing me in to check for nerve damage.
Ambulance ride. Nice. Well, listen, before you go, I'm really sorry for sicking Jack on you like that.
Oh, what?
Don't be mad. I didn't take into account his height relative to the height of your...
Penis? Veronica? He bit me right in the penis?
I'm so sorry. I'm horrible. I just wanted to be the better teacher, and I was still mad at you for using me to win that game so long ago.
Capture the flag? I've only been trying to beat you at all these games to impress you. I really like you. You're like the most competitive person I know.
More competitive than you'll ever be, but... I like you, too. Why else would I try to win you in a bet?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you two bet on me. Without cutting me in. Who won?
Believe me, we all lost.
Are you still going to be mad at me when we go back to work?
Work? No, I got fired.
What?
Yeah, Eileen really brought the hammer down hard. Mad respect.
So, what's next?
I don't know. But it was fun to do something other than change diapers for once. I kind of like those older kids. Speaking of which, I told Eileen you deserve the credit for that preschool performance tonight. Maybe you can get that classroom after all.
Wow. Thanks.
Well, you almost held it all together.
So close, yet so far.
I guess you learn you can't always control everything.
Some things are best left in God's hands, like all children's concerts should be. You didn't do so bad tonight, though. Better be careful. If you keep saving the day like that, people will think you're planning to stay.
Well... it turns out I'm sticking around. Eileen said she needs help dealing with these parents, so she just promoted me to assistant director.
Oh, yay! Congratulations! Just don't tell Kelly.
Oh, I won't. But thanks for always encouraging me. And standing up for me.
Of course.
You know, the way you handle things tonight, you should be the one replacing Hillary as co-lead teacher.
Well... it turns out you're not the only one who got a promotion tonight.
Hey, all right, congrats.
Just don't tell Kelly. Come on. I got like 19 pee-filled balloons that need disposing of.
What do you know? I've got about 19 parents who need to learn their lesson.
Mom, before you say anything, I just... Mom, you're hugging me. What has gotten into you?
I just want you to know how much I love you. And it's okay if you don't want to be a teacher.
Really?
Of course, sweetheart. I should have known better than to try to mold you into something that you're not. I want to do better. Soon my only daughter will leave the nest, and the time we have left feels so precious.
Well then, Mom, I want to tell you something. I'm not your daughter.
Oh, I am going to kill your father.
No, Mom.
Canadian business
trips,
my ass.
Never mind. I'm not your daughter because I'm not a woman. And I'm not a man either. I'm somewhere in between.
Oh, sweetheart. I'm so glad you told me. No matter who you are, you will always be my child.
Thanks, Mom. Listen, I'm sorry if I messed up your plans of passing on your legacy.
Nope. No, no. It's okay. I just want to enjoy the time I have left with you.
Mom, I haven't even left the house yet. You're making it seem like you're dying. Mom?
Come on. Let's take a walk.
Hello.
Oh. Hey. Sorry about earlier. Switch just flipped inside me.
Oh, you were flipping switches, all right.
Where is it?
Little birdie, what are you doing?
Lights. Hey. Lock.
Whoa. Wait, what are you doing? Stop.
On?
No.
Wait, overdrive?
Don't hit that switch.
Whoa. That can't be good.
You managed to flip the service switch for the sewer ejection pump, which made the sewage pit overflow.
I caused this? Just one screw up after another.
At least you know how to put on a heck of a show.
Yeah, something like that.
You look like you could use a drink after tonight. Can I buy you one?
Oh, I'd like that. But I think I've got some other relationships that I need to work on first.
I understand. A rain check?
Yeah, rain check.
Well, hopefully I'll see you again then. It was good to meet you.
Kelly.
Patrick. Have a good night.
Hey. You know, our childcare is right down the road from this school. A lot of our kids end up here for kindergarten. What is it that your crew is working on in there?
It says here the new addition is a preschool.
Oh. Slap my crap.
Good. That's a wrap.
This episode of Preschool was directed by Mark Phelan and Lisa Helmy-Johans, with writing help from Elise Porter, Z Infante, and Rivka Reyes, and editing by Adam and Bethany Sharp.
Way to go!
Winter Gala, starring Jennifer Barnhart as Veronica, Stacia Fernandez as Eileen, Lisa Helmy-Johansson as Kelly, Mark Leverser as Pete, Rivka Reyes as Hillary, and Anita Welch as Nicole.
Unbelievable performances!
Guest starring Amanda Carlson as Justine, Anthony Chapman as Casey, Marcus Choi as Bruce, and Jonathan Christopher as Patrick. Additional voices by Jenny Delaney, Mark Phelan, and Elise Porter.
Chosen by Alvina Prince, Oyla, and me, Ira.
Music by Lars Eric Larson. And sound design by Mark Phelan and Jay Kleinold. This podcast was developed by our showrunner, Lisa Helmy-Johansson.
Is it over?
Yeah, buddy, it's over. It's okay.
Thanks for listening to the season finale of Preschool.
Pew, 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 pew. Hey, you made it. Season finale. Yo, you listened to our entire series. Hey, it's Lisa again, also known as Kelly. You might be able to tell in my voice that I fell asleep during bedtime with our toddler tonight. My voice is deeper. But importantly, you listened to all 6 episodes of this show.
Nice job.
And wow, thank you. Now, also, presumably, if you have listened to all 6 episodes of the show, I mean, like, you like it. You like something about it. And since that is almost definitely the case, here are the next steps. So, you need to generally accost your friends and family's phones. At this point, this is not sanctioned text. Jake is giving me hairy eyeballs. And you need to take their phones. You need to, you know, hold it in front of their faces to unlock it. Find their podcast app. Apple.
Spotify.
Anything else. And find our podcast. Put their earbuds in their ears. And hit play. Also known as tell your friends and family that you had a great time listening to our show. Because, I mean, it took us a while to make it.
It was a lot. And you know what? You listen to the whole thing. You can also listen to it again. Why not? Listen to all six episodes again.
You know.
Binge it.
Tell me you haven't watched Friends more than once.
Yeah.
Tell me, this man's watched Seinfeld how many times?
A lot of times. But
a lot of times.
I mean, next time you're like in the car with your buddies and you're driving someplace, just like sneakily just start playing this and don't tell them and see what happens.
Yeah, be like, hook them. Hook them. Hook, line, sinker or something. But I guess, so there's that. But mostly, thanks. Because we're kind of like the podcast equivalent of a small business. And so thanks for like shopping local with your ears.
Yeah.
Sure. It doesn't make much sense, but you know, we're rolling with it. And it's not like wholly untrue. So yeah, thanks for shopping local. We are independent producerials, and we appreciate you.
And we're looking forward to appreciating your friends and anybody else that listens to it that you force them to listen or not force them to listen, just share it with them.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Sayonara, y'all. Thanks for listening to Preschool the Podcast.
The end.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.